Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you might be joining us. Welcome to the Purpose and Beyond podcast. I'm your host, Kelly R. Jackson. Let's just get right into it as we always do. It's time for our word for the weekend. One verse, Acts chapter 2, verse 44. Acts 2 and 44. How does that read in the New King James Version? The Bible says this. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. How does that read in the New Living Translation? The Bible says this, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. So let's consider this, my brother, my sister, on this weekend. What kind of church would we be if we looked like Acts 2 and 44? What kind of church would we be in? And we know that the church as Christianity is concerned, begins here in the book of Acts. Jesus has ascended and he's given instruction to his disciples to go out and spread the gospel. And thus Christianity is born. And some of the critics, some people who try to distract us will say things like, you know, how in the world are you calling yourselves Christians? Jesus wasn't a Christian. Well, that wouldn't make any sense because he's Christ. Why would he be a part of it when he is the head of it? But anyway, what kind of church, let me get away from that. What kind of church would we be if we were like Acts 2 and 44? So when you look at this, when you look at it, it speaks to what type of community we're supposed to have, what type of unity we're supposed to have in the church. How are we supposed to be in the church? What type of Christians are we supposed to be? And what's amazing, y'all, is that we have this Bible and we have this Bible as a tool in the church, as I like to call it, is the employee handbook. So everybody that comes to work in the kingdom, this is your handbook like it would be on your job. But there's certain things, y'all, that we just don't seem to adhere to anymore. And when I look at Acts 2 and 44, I see the believers, the Bible says, getting together in one place. Now, granted, we're all spread out all over the place, and there's so many people in the world that are Christians. Obviously, we all can't get together in one place, but as it relates to your unique circle, we get together in one place. And the Bible says they shared everything that they had. Now, while the world is about dividing lines and the world is about what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine, if I can take it from you, while the world is about dividing lines and keeping everything separate, y'all, the church was to be about eliminating those lines amongst believers. When you think about these Christians and they're forging into this new way of life, they were on the run. And so they kind of had to come together so that they could survive. And so the best way for them to do that is to come together in one place and let's share everything that we have. Why? Because some of us have more than others. Some of us are capable of doing more than others. Some of us have different talents and gifts that get us more than it gets others. But really, y'all, right here, the Bible is saying they got together and they took care of each other. Now, we know, y'all, one of the great struggles of the church these days is that we just don't know how to look out for each other. We just don't know how to take care of each other. Even in our praise, y'all, we'll say things like, I came to get mine. I don't worry. I don't know if you came to do. You sing song like that in church. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to get mine. And we are anti. If you want to tell the truth, we're anti what the Bible is calling for. I should be concerned that you didn't get your praise today. It should concern me that I got a word today and you didn't. If we're going to come together and do this as a body of believers, I should be concerned because this Bible says here we met together in one place and we shared everything that we had. So I should be saying, I want to share my Jesus with you. I want to share this experience with you. And then, and I'm trying to do this so much, I'm trying to push this so much at FTK, I'm trying to make us into a family. I'm trying to make us into the type of people that will always look out for each other. Maybe you can't do for your brother and sister what other people in the church can, but you can do something. Maybe you can't provide for them the way others in the church can, but you can provide something. Can I help y'all on today? When we talk about what is the church doing for the people, and I'm sharing this with the people, not to put pressure on them, but to help them understand that, again, we keep saying the church is not the building, the church is the people. Well, come on, people, let's do for each other. Come on, people, let's be there for each other. Come on, people, let's help each other out. Because the Bible says that all these believers got together after they were filled with the Spirit, after they were baptized, all these believers got together and they got together in one place. The Bible says they shared everything that they had. So let me leave you with this as we get ready to get out of here on today. I pray that you all have been blessed by what we shared thus far. It's definitely a challenging word. The unity of the church, y'all, will always be in how we help and not how we hoard. What do you mean when you say that, Pastor? The unity of the church is always going to be in how we share resources, how we look out for each other, how we care for each other, how when we realize you don't have this much that we say, well, let me give you some of mine so that you can be whole, so that you can feel like celebrating with us, you can feel like worshiping with us, that you're not ashamed to come here because you don't have anything. No, whatever we got it together because we are a church family. The unity of the church will always be in how we help one another, always be in how we're there for one another, always be in how we care for one another, and not how we hoard things unto ourselves. You don't believe me, you keep studying the book of Acts and head on over to around chapter 6 and you'll see what happens when we don't do what God told us to do in terms of bringing all our possessions together. Right here in chapter 2, we see how the word of God talks about this. We see how these things happen, and we see how the word of God says they shared all their possessions together. They did everything that they were supposed to do as a church family. Y'all forgive me, that was Acts chapter 5, by the way. I go on to Acts chapter 5. You'll see what happens when we don't come together and do everything that we're supposed to do. But the unity of the church will always be in how we help one another. What are we doing for each other? How strong is your church? Well, I can find out how strong your church is and how strong they are together, how much they're willing to do for each other, how much they're willing to care for each other. That's where I find out how strong your church is. I don't find out how strong your church is by how well you preach. I don't find out how strong your church is by how well your praise and worship team sings. I don't find out how strong your church is by how much you do on the TV news and the community and all those other things. I find out how strong your church is by how well you all look after each other. That's how I find out how unified your church is. How well do you all take care of each other? How well do you come together for each other? How well do you help one another before you gossip about one another? How well have you decided that we're going to help and not hoard? This is where I find the strength of your church. Where the weakest link gets fortified. Where those who don't have, we all come together and we make sure that they get it. Because I firmly believe, and I'll tell you this and I'll get out of here on today, I firmly believe, and I've often said at FTK, I said, God puts everything that we need in the room. So whatever this church needs, I said, whatever God wants us to do, he's already put it in the room. I taught them at the end of last year about gifts and talents and spiritual gifts. And I said, God has got some spiritual gifts in this room. I said, and sooner or later, he's going to tap your pastor on the shoulder and say, this person has this gift. And I said, I'm going to come and put my hand on your shoulder and say, God is calling you. Bring your gifts. And let me say this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When we talk about them sharing everything, it ain't just about possessions, by the way. You need to share your gifts. You need to help to fortify the church. It's not about how we hoard, y'all. It's about how we help. It's about how we're there for one another. The Bible says that they all came together and they shared everything that they had. They had all things in common. What kind of church would we have, y'all, if we look like Acts 2 and 44? Let's leave it right there. I pray that you all are blessed by what we had to share. Very quickly, let me give you our tag as we always do. If you'd like to keep up with us, the best way to do that, check us out at the ministry's website, www.krjministries.org. Again, www.krjministries.org. Stop by there. We do believe that you will be blessed. If you'd like to purchase any of our written works, check us out at the publishing website, www.krjpublishing.com. Again, www.krjpublishing.com. Wherever you're streaming this podcast, wherever you listen to us on the audio side, please hit that subscribe button wherever you are listening to us. That way you know when new episodes become available. We would love to be for you to be a part of what we're doing here on this podcast. We'd love to be a blessing to you. We pray that we are being a blessing to you. Listen, if you're watching us on the video side, on the Kelly R. Jackson Ministries YouTube channel or the Kelly R. Jackson Ministries Facebook page, please hit the subscribe button on the YouTube channel, like and follow on the Facebook page. That way you know when new videos become available. We don't want you to miss a thing. Do us a favor, if you don't mind, share it on your social media timeline. If you're being blessed by it, please share the message with somebody. Somebody may need this blessing just like you got it. And so don't be ashamed to share it. And we would definitely appreciate you for doing so. If you want to be a sponsor of this podcast, you can visit www.patreon.com/purposeandbeyond. Check out the different levels of sponsorship that we do offer, some as low as $5 per month. If you don't want to do the whole Patreon thing, just want to sow directly into the ministry, visit www.krjministries.org/donate. And that way you can donate directly into the ministry. All major credit cards and debit cards are accepted there. And we tell you all the time, however you choose to bless us, we will be satisfied. I would be remiss if I didn't invite you all to come to worship service with us each and every Sunday at For the Kingdom Christian Church, where I am the pastor. We stream our services every Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. on our Facebook page. Find us by searching For the Kingdom Christian Church or search FTK Church. You can find the Facebook page there. Like and follow that page. You can also find us on YouTube by searching For the Kingdom Christian Church. Hit that subscribe button there. That way you can join us for worship service wherever you are every Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. Eastern. If you're in the Detroit area, check out that Facebook page. You can see where you can come by and worship with us in person, because we do have in-person worship service. We would love for you to come by. As we always tell you, we would love to see your face in the place. That's all the time that we have for Word for the Weekend. I pray that you all are blessed by what we had to share on today. God bless you and God keep you. It's my prayer, as always. And we'll see you all next time. Be blessed.